AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kamala Harris was in Washington, D.C. today, involved in Martin Luther King Jr. Day service projects.
I am very much looking forward to be sworn in as the next Vice President of the United States, and I will walk there to that moment proudly with my head up and my shoulder back.
President-elect Joe Biden was also pitching in today at another location. At the Capitol, tensions remain high. There was a brief lockdown during inauguration rehearsal. Smoke could be seen in the sky from a fire about a mile from the Capitol. It was not considered a threat. Dr. Amish Aldaja at Johns Hopkins University is hoping the inauguration will bring new life to the fight against the coronavirus.
This wasn't a failure of science. This was a failure of political leadership.
Deaths from the coronavirus are rising in about two-thirds of the country. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, is worried about the new variants of the virus.
Now they're talking about a South African strain, Brazilian strain, but then why are you still allowing people to just fly into this country?
More mass vaccination sites are going up around the country. Dr. Ashal Ray is president and CEO of Previa Health.
And now it's time to turn that loss into focus. We now take that focus to the next level as we unveil Previa's first mass immunization clinic on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay.
The NBA's Washington Wizards are now assured of going at least 11 days between games after yet another postponement while the team deals with coronavirus-related issues. The FBI says a heavy metal guitarist, John Ryan Schaefer, who was photographed with the mob that stormed the Capitol and is accused of spraying police officers with a pepper-based bear spray irritant, has been arrested. A judge in Russia ordered opposition leader Alexei Navalny jailed for 30 days. Navalny returned to Russia from Germany, where he was recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on President Vladimir Putin's government. This is AP News. Twitter has suspended the account of a Georgia congresswoman over her allegations of election fraud.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has issued a statement saying her Twitter account has been temporarily suspended without explanation. She's also condemning big tech companies for what she calls silencing conservative views. Greene has gained a large following on social media by posting incendiary videos and comments. On Sunday, she posted a video from an interview she did with a local news outlet in which she condemned Georgia election officials and expressed support for debunked theories claiming voter fraud in Georgia during the presidential election. I'm Mike Hempen.
Tennessee has fired football coach Jeremy Pruitt, two assistants, and seven members of the Volunteers recruiting and support staff after an internal investigation found what the university chancellor calls serious violations of NCAA rules. Ed Donahue, AP News.